Surrounded by splashing fountains, the tomb of Ghana's beloved son, Kwame Nkrumah, is displayed prominently in the capital, Accra. The giant mausoleum is a fitting tribute to this iconic African. Born into the British colony known as the Gold Coast, in the 1930s, Nkrumah stowed away on a boat to study in the United States and then Britain. In these 12 years, he became increasingly active in African political organizations abroad. By 1947, he was back home and agitating against colonial rule. A decade later, Nkrumah became the first prime minister of newly independent Ghana and went on to become its first president in 1960. This wasn't enough for Nkrumah, though, says Dr. Wilhelmina Donkol, a history lecturer at Ghana's Kwame Nkrumah University of Science and Technology.
Kwame Nkrumah was special or unique in the sense that he did not think only Ghana. His vision cut across Africa. And that was why at independence in 1957, he made that famous statement that the independence of Ghana is not complete unless it is linked up with the total liberation of the whole continent.
This Pan-African vision is what makes Kwame Nkrumah a revered figure across and beyond the continent. But some believe it caused Nkrumah to ignore the problems at home. Though at first his attempts at building up Ghana's industry seemed promising, when he was toppled in a coup in 1966, Nkrumah left behind a crippled economy and costly factories that didn't produce anything. Professor Mike Okwei, a political historian and Ghanaian politician, recalls what it was like.
Before Nkrumah left, what was happening? We were queuing at the sports stadium to get rations of sugar. Is that not true? It's true. The factories were not working because we started to run before we could walk. And it's important for people not just to talk about vision.
Kwame Nkrumah was fighting not only colonialism in Africa, but also capitalism. He was a strong believer in a particular sort of African socialism, which united social justice and African traditions. But putting theory into practice proved a difficult feat. Nkrumah's approach to politics in his own country was often contradictory to the socialism he wrote about. For history lecturer Donkol, these contradictions make Ghana's founding father an interesting subject matter even half a century later.
Nkrumah was a very interesting leader in the sense that on one hand, he seemed to have given a lot of rhetoric about socialism and so on. But in reality, not all his policies were necessarily socialist in orientation. For me, that makes him very interesting.
Outside of Ghana, Kwame Nkrumah is mostly remembered for vigorously championing the idea of an African political union.
Forward then, to independence. To independence now. Tomorrow, the United States of Africa.
This vision partly became a reality with the establishment in 1999 of the African Union, which celebrates Nkrumah as one of its founding fathers.